Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Juneteenth. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. And as we enjoy Gloria Estefan, Sam, I want to let you know that this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And do what?
Start packing.
There you go. There you go. He's in town. That man is here. And he's one of those few athletes that they actually give traffic reports out when they come to town because they know that that arena is going to be so filled to the rap. It's not even just the arena. It's just being down there near him. He's one of those athletes. I just want to be down there.
Yep.
Maybe I'll see him going in the building. Maybe I'll see him coming out, getting off the bus, whatever. So as obviously we talk any kind of soccer around here if we get the opportunity, and the man is already – got sparks coming off his heels.
Of course he does.
He is wanted by I don't know how many shows he's doing this morning, but we can't thank him enough for making time for us, even though he is the fifth Beatle on this show.
He is.
Right? he shows up. But Jason, good morning. Jason Longshore, one of the voices of Atlanta United, joining us this morning. How are you, buddy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up, guys? Yeah, it is definitely a day when you get Lionel Messi come into town, you get Club World Cup come into town, you've got Gold Cup in the U.S. men's national team tonight, you know, you've got the intersection on 92.9 The Game tonight as well.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah, look at that. Look
he
at
hit that in there. He's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
He's covering it all, man. He's covering it
all. My question, though, for you is when do you get situated? How many hours before you start doing whatever you need to be doing like, when will you be down there at the stadium?
I'm heading down early because we're doing some pre-match hits for our Soccer Down Here network. Myself, John Nelson, Madison Cruz. We'll be in the building in the 11 o'clock hour. So it's a long day. We'll have a post-game show. You can listen to it on the Off the Woodwork podcast here at 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Tons of stuff. It's a long, long day.
Talk about that, of course, this event that's in town. Talk about the Club World Cup, first of all, and just the fact that it's here. We knew that it was coming. We've already had one match played here in Atlanta. Just thoughts about that, the magnitude of it, and how it's a little bit of a test run for what we may see on a grander scale next summer.
Yeah, I've loved the tournament. I think there were a lot of mixed messages coming into this because it's a brand new tournament in this kind of a scale. It's been done before with the Continental Champions playing in a much smaller format. This is the first time it's been done in a true World Cup style format. And it's, I think one of the fascinating things about it has been the reactions to it coming in England and in maybe a couple of other European countries. They have not been into the tournament and they've trashed it and talked down about it the whole time leading up to it. But in South America, in Central America, in Asia, in Africa, in other parts of the country that don't typically get, or in other parts of the world that don't typically get access to a tournament of this scale and a real opportunity to compete, it's been treated as a massive deal. And I think you've seen that in the crowds. And I think you've seen that in some of the conversation around the crowds as well. Look at the Argentine teams that are in this tournament. Boca Juniors took over Miami this past week with, I think, 55,000 at Hard Rock Stadium, and probably 48,000 of them were Boca Juniors fans singing and chanting and taking over the beach the day before. this is a brand new thing. It's going to take time for it to continue to grow. But I've been really hammering home the fact that if you're a soccer fan, if you love this game, and you get an opportunity in your backyard to see games that matter, not friendlies, not exhibition games in the summer, not preseason games, games that matter between Chelsea and LAFC, where LAFC was really competitive on Monday with Chelsea.
Now
don't listen to the English media. They're lying to you. That game was very competitive, and LAFC had opportunities to draw with it and really make that a huge shock for Chelsea. Didn't happen, but LAFC was good in that. This game today is going to be a very good one. You get an opportunity to see these games in your backyard, go. Don't let the negative people who are going to take their cues from the English media or some other European media tell you that this isn't a big deal. Watch Lionel Messi go head-to-head with players from Al Ahly from Saturday night in that match and tell me that it doesn't matter to the best player who's ever played the game in Lionel Messi.
You know, as
you can get excited about this.
Sorry about that, Jason. Jason Longshore joining.
No, you're good. You're good.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm listening to you, and I always get excited when I tap into something that he's saying that makes sense from something he said months ago, or just as I understand more about this sport. And I'm listening to you right now talk about the changes and things that are being implemented. And it comes across, at least to me, like there are parts of this sport, depending on where it is around the world, that they are not embracing change you would think they would. And it also kind of reminds me of baseball, in that when you think about the big four sports here in America, pro sports, baseball's always the last of the party because they want to be traditionalist and do things that way. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And I mean, look, I'm a student of the history of sports. I love digging into the history. I love those aspects of it. I love tradition. But it's not 1895 anymore. It's 2025. The game is different. You can have a competition like this where you bring 32 teams from all over the world to play. And hey, guess what? The gap between the European teams and the teams in the other parts of the world, it's not quite as big as it used to be anymore. Teams got to show up. The European teams are better because they make more money. They have more money to spend, so they're going to have better players. It's not a hard equation to follow. But are they better in the sense that they can't be touched? Absolutely not. Al Hilal from Saudi Arabia yesterday drew with Real Madrid, who Real Madrid's one of the teams coming into this tournament that needs to do something in it. They have a new manager. They did not have a good season by their standards last year, and it didn't look great for them yesterday with a 1-1 draw. Manchester City, Juventus, two teams that are in the same boat, massive teams that are expected to win things, they got the job done yesterday. They got wins in games that they were expected to. But now we're getting into the second games in the group stage. So now you've got some real stakes on the line and how things look. This is a fun tournament if you love the game and you get to see the way players play from different parts of the world, the way coaches set up their teams from different parts of the world, and the way that teams compete. There's been so many interesting games and exciting games in this tournament. If you're sticking your head in the sand and not watching it because somebody in the English media told you that it's not a big deal, man, get your head out of the sand and enjoy this. If you love the game, enjoy this.
Get him, Jason. Get him.
Oh,
sick
man.
Him.
Always great fired to catch up with him. He is fired up this morning. When he is social, you can find him at Longshoe. Always find him at Longshoe. My goodness, so much. He's on it. He's
like
on it this
Van
morning.
Van Gundy at him. Alonzo's leg.
Yeah. Talk about the city of Atlanta here and the fact that, you know, hey, everything gets a little test, a little preview this week. Everything from the airport to mass transit to the restaurants to the hotels for what's going to happen on a grander scale next year. Talk about the opportunity that Atlanta has and just the community to get ready for what's to come.
Yeah, it's good for the city. It's good for the stadium. You know, FIFA has been in charge of the stadium since the Metallica concert and putting the field in, and it's a grass field, and it's a very different process than it was last summer. It's not quite as involved as it will be for next summer with the World Cup, but it's a good step in that direction. You're learning things about how to do that. You're learning things about ticketing via FIFA, which is a little bit different process. The way the media is done through FIFA, it's a little bit different process. All these sorts of things, it's good to get this experience with six games this summer in the Club World Cup to get ready for it. I think, you know, the city kind of gets a little bit of that taste. And I'm really curious to see as we get through these group stage games. You know, we saw Chelsea LAFC on Monday. I'm curious to see what Porto draws today, a Portuguese team in Atlanta. You know, in certain parts of the country, a Portuguese team would draw really, really well. I don't know how it's going to look in Atlanta. I'm not sure. We know how Lionel Messi can draw, and I think there will be a number of Messi and Argentina fans there today supporting Miami. Sunday, it's Manchester City, another team kind of like Chelsea that's one of the newer Premier League powers, but not the historic ones like a Liverpool and an Arsenal and a Manchester United. How does City draw on Sunday night for a later kickoff against Al Ain from the United Arab Emirates? And then we get into the knockouts, where you're going to have teams and fan bases that are coming from different parts of the country. How do those games draw? It's going to be interesting to see how, when fans come in for those knockout games, for example, on kind of short notice, how they get around the city. I think the airport, MARTA, the hospitality sector is all going to get a little bit of a crash course in how to manage those situations this summer that will help them a lot for next summer.
All right, so you got this past week, and everybody's getting ready for this, and you guys are just working feverishly to put on a great event here in the city. What has been fun for you? Where did you go? What did you do? What did you turn the corner, experience something that was like, oh, I'm going to remember this, and it just made you just crack up and enjoy what was the unexpected, I guess?
It was actually the LAFC fans on Monday. This is a team, you know, look, we know LAFC in Major League Soccer, and their fan base has always been impressive to me. They've always treated the Atlanta United fans who have traveled out to Los Angeles really well. It's one of those fan bases that, you know, we don't see LAFC all that often. So it's still very, very friendly in terms of the fans between the two. But LAFC, you know, won a play-in game to get into the tournament. So they had about 2 weeks to plan to be here. And they came in pretty decent numbers for a 5-hour flight from Los Angeles. A couple hundred fans made it. They made noise throughout the game. They were amazing. Their players were reacting to their fans and asking them to keep making noise and support. We were doing a kind of pregame show over at Centennial Yards on the steel bridge that goes across from Centennial Yards to Castleberry Hill. And one of the coolest moments of Monday for me was the LAFC fans had gathered at Wild Leap there in Centennial Yards, the brewery. And they came out and they marched across the bridge chanting and singing, and everybody kind of joined in. It was really, really cool to see and feel that. Just a little glimpse of what we're going to get the rest of this summer and definitely what we're going to get next summer.
Yeah.
That would have been nice if they just kept going right into Off the Hook.
Yeah.
To the barbershop.
Right around the corner there. It'd be crazy, man. Yeah. No, fantastic, fantastic stuff. All right, so if people are coming down today, what time you want to head over there? It's a 3 o'clock kick.
Yeah, you're going to give them a little traffic update, Jason. What should they do?
Yeah, you're going to want to get in early. You're definitely, if you are capable, MARTA is the way to go. MARTA is the easiest way to go. You don't have to worry about that traffic getting out of there where it's going to blend into rush hour, which is not going to be pleasant.
Oh, my goodness.
So you will probably want to take MARTA, and it's super convenient. You can get off at the station right next to State Farm Arena, or you can get off at Vine City and walk across. Perfect. That's how I'm getting to the stadium back and forth today. It's going to be much easier than getting in the car and dealing with rush hour on the way out.
And let's remind everybody that you have opinions about multiple sports. Does the NBA season end tonight, do you think, or is there a game seven?
I think it ends tonight. I was hoping for Indiana to take this thing further, but I think Oklahoma City has finally showed who they are after maybe a little bit of a wobbly start, maybe a little bit of, we can handle this team that's been upsetting everybody. I think Oklahoma City takes it tonight.
See, we got to remind everybody, you get the soccer talk, but on the intersection,
yeah,
you get this kind of knowledge.
You get everything on the intersection.
I'm telling this, and then Noelle's going to come in here. She did a whole thing on sneakers today.
You're
in her Noelle's world there, Jason. It's all about sneakers.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised at all.
All right, man. Enjoy yourself down there, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore. He going from one interview to another.
Yeah, man.
All day long. I'm going to let you know about some money flying through the air, folks. Casting call up next. Got a casting call from last week, but it's still relevant. There are shows there that are looking for you, and even some reality stuff. That is coming up next. It's Sam and Greg in for the morning shift. But when we come back, we still got about 30 minutes before the steakhouse. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Juneteenth.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.